So welcome, everyone. We have Nicole Curtis with us tonight. This is
Hello.
The Ohio Writers Guild, and we do a monthly meetup this particular Tuesday evening every single month. You'll find us on meetup.com. You'll also find us on Facebook, and then you'll also find us in the Kathy Benner International Academy, where all of our replays are stored. And we put this out not only as a video, but also as a podcast. So you'll find us on Audio Boom, Spotify, I don't know, and everything that's connected there. There's about 8 different channels that we come out on as a podcast as well. So I want to just give you a little bit of background. The Ohio Writers Guild has been around forever, and we have quite a membership. We have several thousand folks that tune in, and they're all authors or wannabe authors or publishers. There's everything connected to writing.
We have some
bloggers. That's a great way to get started, is blogging. Yeah. And then I also have a course on blogging that I teach for folks that want to get started with blogging, and I teach you how to monetize your blog. So that is also found at the Kathy Benner International Academy. Now, the way to find that, you don't have to write everything down. Just remember kathybenner.com. You see my name right there. I call this the Hollywood Squares.
Perfect.
I'm dating myself. How old is that? The Hollywood Squares. And so that's right there, kathybenner.com. And then you see me in this other picture, kind of all made up, you know, with the hair done and all of that. And today it's in the ponytail. The reason that I'm on twice is because I've been having some technical problems with my computer bumping me out. And so I am on a second device as well. So if I get bumped out of my laptop, I can just switch to my tablet. So
look at you coming prepared, Kathy.
Yes, yes. So if you can see from my view on this end, I have my laptop, I have my tablet over here. And then because I do not have a printer here, I have all of Nicole's information on my phone. I just opened up her email.
Oh, you're so awesome.
So yeah, I've got it a little bit all over the place. So anyway, now Nicole, where are you physically coming to us from?
Yeah, I'm coming from Michigan. The cold, freezing, -4 degrees.
We were in Columbus, Ohio 2 days ago. I get it.
Yep.
But you know what? Everyone says, hey, could we borrow about 20 degrees from Florida? No, we're only at 55 down here.
Oh my goodness.
I'm wearing a sweater tonight. Yeah, it's only 55 degrees in Florida. And it rained all day today. We knew it was going to be a rainy day today. So we made this our day to work on the condo. So
nice. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I have a tendency not to want to work on it when it's nice outside. I want to be at the beach.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'd do the same thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, Nicole. Nicole, author and coach, Nicole Curtis, is a tenacious woman geared to helping high achieving women claim their God-given power and destroy their self-destructive thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. Nicole has over 12 years of combined experience in personal growth and self-leadership development, which helped her overcome childhood sexual abuse, binge eating, and break free from toxic relationships. Now, she founded Kapow. Is that how you say that? Kapow Media LLC in 2018, and recently became the COO of She Rises Studios. Being a survivor of childhood trauma and escaping a fixed mindset, Nicole empowers and encourages women to become unstoppable, live unshakable, and be unbreakable in life and business. Wow, I love that. You're definitely a writer. Yes. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about her book. And in the book, you'll be inspired by a collaboration between She Rises Studios and 26 powerhouse industry leading women from across the globe who will inspire purpose-driven women to stand out, rise, and thrive. I did jump over to Amazon and I looked at the book. I put the link in when I announced everything.
Oh,
about
awesome. Thank tonight. You.
And I noticed, I read through some of those authors. Wow. That is incredible. It's, how did you become a co-author in this book?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole big story in itself, but I'll try to really slim it down. in my journey in Compal Media, I started actually as a social media agency and helped business owners in my community here, as well as online with their social media platforms, shifted into social media coaching. And as I grew and developed in my business, it followed. And I've always been a coach. I've always served family, friends, colleagues. And I noticed with the women that I was working with in their social media, they really suffered from low self-esteem, lack of self-confidence to show up in their business, to be their most powerful self in their business, whether it was through their posting or live videos or how they presented themselves or their brand. And so I kind of shifted into powerhouse mindset coaching. And it was in that journey, actually, where back in May of 2021, I remember sitting at my desk and just being so frustrated at that time, because I knew I was meant for more than what I was doing in my business. I wanted to serve and I wanted to support women globally, all over the world. And I was just, I was angry and upset with myself because I wasn't doing it at the level that I wanted to. And I'm like, Lord, like, when is this going to happen? Like, you see my heart. I want to serve bigger. I want to serve more. And it was actually 3 weeks later where I got introduced to Hannah and Adriana. They are the CEO and co-founders of She Rises Studios. And they created the Becoming Unstoppable Woman book series, as well as the movement. And I got on an interview call with them. And after the book interview, they asked me, we would love for you to be a co-author in it. Would you like to do that? And my first initial thought was, heck yes, because I saw it as a way where I could serve on such a much bigger scale, either through a word that I wrote or a sentence or a chapter or a paragraph or a chapter, and or not even my chapter, just but being part of something that was bigger than me. And that's how the journey of actually becoming a co-author. I was a co-author in the first book, Becoming an Unstoppable Woman, that launched September 21 of 2021 on Amazon. It's an international best-selling book. It hit hot new release. It was in like 22 or 23 categories, 13 different countries. It really took the world by storm, honestly. Just so many women picking the book up and being part of that collaboration. And then since joining She Rises Studios, being in book two, the Becoming Unstoppable Woman Entrepreneur.
Thank you. Thank you for having that. Yes. Thank you.
26 powerhouse industry leading women. And these, I mean, there's so many different things. I don't want to kind of jump ahead, but that's kind of how my journey started as a co-author. I always wanted to write, but
I was going to ask, have you always wanted to be an author?
I wanted to write my own book. Yes. Okay. Back when I was in Compal, but I kind of had that at like my 5-year mark, like down the road. And then I saw the opportunity to do a co-authorship and write a chapter instead of a whole book, and not just do it alone, but do it in a community with unity, with women coming together for the sole purpose and reason of just serving women globally and helping change their life in whatever focus avenue we were working on. So yeah, it's definitely been an experience.
Now, how did you decide what you wanted to write about? How did you make that decision?
Yeah. So I don't want to say I'm a procrastinator, but I work really well under pressure. And so
I think many of us do that. Yeah. I get it.
So back in the, in the first book, you know, the story, same with the second book as well, just because now being on the other side, you know, behind the scenes as a She Riser, as a COO, you know, we kind of had different like deadlines for ourselves and when we needed to put the chapter in. But I've done it the same way with both books. And it was literally just giving my fingertips to the Lord and just saying, use my fingers how they need to be. Let whatever needs to be written, let me type that. And that's literally how, honestly, truthfully, I wrote my chapters.
Well, what is it like being a co-author with women around the world? How does that come together?
Oh man, it is just, it's impactful. It's an experience like no other, because we're all in different time zones. It was really fun. We would have authors call every 2 weeks and during the book project before it goes to print with a publisher to get released. And it's just been a really great way to collaborate together, to get to know each other, hit the deadlines together, be on track at the same time with one another, and just build that unity and that relationship. And everybody's story is powerful. Everybody's words have meaning and purpose and value. And so it's just been really neat to be able to offer a book to women globally, because the book is written in 13 different languages, which is incredible. And so just knowing that when a woman picks the book up, that it's not just one perspective. There's 26 different women from all walks of life, all different areas of the world, that are sharing their story in regards to the entrepreneur book. These women are sharing about their entrepreneurial journey, where they started, where they're at, the ins and outs, the raw and the real and the honest truth of that. But then also collaborating in that and coming back with tips and methods and strategies to either, serve the audience that we're here to serve and support and help, and just make an impact. And so it's really cool that we all have the same goal, and that is to change women's lives globally.
Now, did you make some really deep connections during those collaboration calls? And gosh,
it's powerful.
The relationship building that goes on just within the collaboration between you and all of those other gals around.
Yeah. The and it's not just in writing the book. It's, once the book releases, we do Amazon bestseller campaigns, New York Times bestseller campaign, and we're all collaborating together and campaigning the book, utilizing each other's platforms, interviewing each other. Because with She Rises Studios, it's all about collaboration over competition. We're stronger together, instead of being individualized. And, it's an incredible experience.
I loved hearing about it. I can't wait to read it. It's on my reading list now. I love it. I love everything about it. And again, when I saw all of those names, I was just so excited to see that group come together with a collaboration like this. And I run some masterminds, and so I know how life-changing, that's a word I'll use, mm-hmm. how life-changing it can be when you build those relationships and you have that collaboration with mm-hmm. other like-minded folks. And so if you could, what was your biggest takeaway from the collaborations? What would you say would be your biggest takeaway?
Oh, man.
Just participating with all those other powerful women, because I'm sure they all had such amazing stories on how they became the powerful woman that they are.
I think the biggest thing is, even though we are all different, our stories are different, where we come from is different, where we're living is different. In this book, the whole common denominator was that they basically said yes to them and decided to do what they wanted to do. And they didn't take no for an answer. These women are not just only powerhouses, but they're relentless. They're determined. They serve with heart. They're here to support and love and honor people and women, and truly are for women. We always say in the group that we're just ordinary women doing extraordinary things, and just having that unity, and just seeing all the differences, but yet there's so many things that all of us, we all have different stories, but there's always that common denominator that we haven't quit. We haven't let fear stop us. We've overcome we get uncomfortable and we are open to growing, instead of being fearful and holding back. And we basically all gave ourselves permission instead of waited for it to be granted to us or given to us. and it's just powerful.
Wow. Now, what is your particular chapter about?
Yeah. So my chapter is called Say Yes to Being You.
Okay.
And I kind of go in a little bit of all the things that I've learned in my entrepreneurial journey when I started Kapow Media, you know, about 3 years ago, all the ins and outs of social media marketing and funnel and email marketing and, you know, finances and, you know, learning to lead myself, right, and change my mindset financially, you know, financially as well as business. And, but the one thing that I wish I would have knew when I first started is how important it is in the entrepreneurial space to just be you and be okay with that and not believe or think that you have to be like somebody else in order for success to happen or to be made, and that the true power is here. And that's how your business shines. That's how your brand shines. That's how you serve. That's the products that you make. It comes from you. And as a ex-corporate executive, climbing up the corporate ladder was so important to me that I wore multiple masks, depending on who I was talking with and what environment I was in, because I felt that I wasn't enough to be myself in my corporate. And when I quit my job and I started my social media agency, the first couple of years, I brought that garbage into the entrepreneurial world. So I focused my intention on the gurus, how everybody else was doing things. And I blended, chameleoned myself into being somebody else, running a business of somebody else's rather than my own, and taking that responsibility of that and being me and letting my light shine bright. So
How did you make that transition though? First of all, I know you had to realize that you were doing that, which was the first step. But then how did you actually make that transition, especially with your history? When I read your bio, how did you make that transition and feel safe putting yourself out there? And that's, you know, I've talked to a lot of authors, and we have some in our group that have also some traumatic histories, and it's hard for them to put themselves out there. So how did you do that?
Yeah. There's multiple different ways, but I think that I did, but one that I would coach on in Kapow and any kind of woman that I come across today and have conversations with, for me, it was claiming my God-given power. It was taking my power back. It was saying yes to me, giving myself permission to be me and all of me. And it was just a lot of work of self-acceptance, self-forgiveness work that I've done that I would coach and teach my clients how to do. Just so many different kind of increment parts that went into that. But when I first started in my entrepreneurial journey, I had this assumption of how the entrepreneurial world worked and how it needed to look. And so it's very easy when you first get on the online space, it's so easy to see all these different women or people with these six-figure businesses, or, you know, they have this many following, and it's so easy right away to get stuck in that rut of thinking that what they're doing is the way that you need to do it. And you can take all of these freebies. I mean, I was a freebie junkie. I was a course junkie because I was afraid of what really was the case, was just being myself, and that was enough. And once I let that go, I actually wrote a self-forgiveness letter. I guess that's an exercise I'll share, is I wrote everything that I thought about or did or said to myself in a negative fashion. You're ugly. You're not good enough. You're never going to make it. You're not beautiful enough. You're not capable. You're not smart enough. You don't have all the information, right? Like, I just wrote pages of just lists of just words and feelings and thoughts. And I literally took it in my backyard and I burned it. And in burning that and then releasing that, it was as if I renewed myself from that point moving forward. And I just kept utilizing that exercise. You know, in the beginning, I did it every week. I was just getting it out. And I would replace that list with a powerful list of who I am, my attributes, my talents, my worthiness, I mean, there's so many different things that I've taught and that I have done, but once I would burn it, I would look at my positive list, and that was my go-to. I'd have it on my computer. I'd have it on my phone. I'd have it on, you know, different words on sticky notes. I made it a habit every morning to wake up, no matter how hard it was in the beginning, because it was hard, look in the mirror and tell myself that I love myself. I mean, I hated myself for a really, really long time. And I kind of go into that a little bit in the first book, in my chapter I wrote, Choose and Decide, about a pivotal moment that I had in my life. And when I first started the exercise of looking in the mirror, saying that I love you, I didn't believe it. I thought it was the most dumbest thing ever, but I stuck with it. And I'm so glad that I did, because now when I look in the mirror, I know how powerful I am. I know how worthy I am and how loving I am. And I know where my heart is and where my mind is. And that's all that matters. So
that is so,
that's powerful. A lot.
That is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because like I said, again, the more I'm out there, the more I realize, you know, some of the trauma that some of these folks have been through. And that's very powerful, very, very powerful. And making that transition to just being you and finding out that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being you works. Yeah.
Yeah. So I share some more tips, in my chapter, Say Yes to Being You, in the Becoming Unstoppable Woman Entrepreneur book that just released. I don't want to give it all away, but no, I mean, there's so many powerful women in this book and their stories and where they've come from, how far they've come, in life and business. You know, we have some that are new, we have some that are entrepreneurs, you know, 2 to 5 years. And we have some that have been entrepreneurs or business owners for 20, 30 years. So, you know, this book is literally for everybody. It could be for that teen girl that's thinking about, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur, you know, or it's for everybody, honestly, no matter what age. So yeah, it's cool.
I love that. How did you choose who the authors were going to be to collaborate in this project?
Yeah. So we have an interview process.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of authors in this group. So
yeah. So
they could be interested in the future.
Yeah. So I'm actually in charge of, you know, doing the book interviews, connecting with women, having conversations, first and foremost, finding out if they're a good fit, giving them my calendar link so they can schedule their book interview. And it's really just getting out a call and and it depends on what book, and we can kind of get into that just because it's a 6-book series and we just only released book 2. So there's 4 more books coming. We actually, our next one is called Becoming an Unstoppable Woman Mompreneur. And that actually is releasing Mother's Day. And we're going to actually start working on that in a couple weeks. So, you know, we do have a couple's co-author spots still open. So if you are an author or wannabe author and you're a mom and you're an entrepreneur, here I am.
I love it. I love it.
But yeah, it's an interview process. I love building relationships. I love connecting with women and seeing how I can serve them in any way. And it's really just having a conversation of where they are in their life. What is their mission? What is their purpose? Does it align with She Rises Studios? Is the collaboration a good fit? Is the book a good fit, or what a different one? Because, you know, we have a finance book coming up, a health and wellness book coming up, and we have an influencer book under the Becoming an Unstoppable Woman.
Okay. So, I got to have the whole set. I have to have the whole set on my desk back in Ohio. I keep my favorite books right next to my laptop, right?
Oh, between, awesome.
You know how you have your printer in the corner?
Yeah. And
I keep my favorite 5 or 6 books and with that series, it'll just fit right there.
Yeah. Well, we're just getting started. So, I mean, the first book, we're in Barnes and Noble, we're on Barnes and Noble Nook. We're soon to be in Target. We're on Walmart.com right now. We'll be in stores in May, of all Walmart locations, and Walgreens just picked us up. So, Books a Million. I mean, we're everywhere.
This might be an obvious question to some, but I have to ask. Now, are you also your own publisher, or does somebody else publish these books for you?
Great question. So we do have a publisher, Charlotte Howard. She is amazing. She's from North Carolina, heart-centered woman publishing. Love her. She's wrote over 1,000 books herself, international bestseller, and probably about 100 of them or so. I don't want to actually just say 100, but it's either give or take a little bit. I mean, she's phenomenal. She's
now
got
what
a great
is her name again?
Charlotte Howard.
I don't think I've met her.
Yeah, she is amazing. And so she is our publisher with the series. But just recently, She Rises Studios did become our own publication company. So we are able.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we are able to publish women authors. And we do have a few publication spots open. So if you are a woman and you're looking at wanting to get your solo book published, here I am.
Good to know. And again, we've got some listeners that are ready to publish. Now, yeah. Do you have a particular genre that you're looking for?
Not really. I mean, we don't discriminate against, you know, race, gender, or anything like that. It's really, we kind of just take it on a client basis. We do schedule like a client interview or a publication meeting. Just to kind of get to know the woman author, what she's about, what is the book about? We like to read the book, just to make sure that we're in alignment with each other and that it works. And then really asking, well, what do you want from here? Do you just want the book on Amazon? Do you want an Amazon campaign? Do you want a New York Times bestseller campaign? Like what, you want PR? Do you want us to help you with book tours? Do you want us to help you with social media? Press releases
because that's your background.
Hannah, Adriana and I, they started She Rises Studios in the middle of the pandemic, actually in July of 2020. And they basically just started She Rises with a Facebook page and an Instagram page and just shared, inspirational quotes and encouragement of their own in the midst of everything that was going on in the world, and just saw it as an opportunity where women could feel loved and honored and served and know that they're appreciated and valued and that they're safe here. And what gelled from that is Hannah and Adriana actually decided, hey, why don't we start a podcast? And they're like, okay. So they learned a course of how to start a podcast from their local library.
Yeah.
And they started a podcast, and I think that was in March of 2021. And with 3 or 6 months later after that, they've become one of the biggest women entrepreneur podcasts nationally and internationally. You're on iHeartRadio, Apple Tunes, Spotify, almost 100 different platforms, 220 million listeners. They're incredible women, but they didn't want us to stop there. They're like, why don't we create a community where women can go other than just seeing our stuff? So we have the She Rises Studios Facebook community group, and it's a place where women can be who they are, either in life or business, be educated, celebrated. They can network, they can collaborate, they can pitch their products, they can do live videos, they can create events in the group. Like we don't have any restrictions on that other than let's honor and serve and love one another. But yeah, it's a beautiful community. And then that's kind of like when the book and the movement started, of just really helping women that have, overcoming adversities, feeling alone, helping them overcome, fear or failure, stepping into business, be who they want to be and become that unstoppable woman. So that's where the Becoming Unstoppable Woman movement kind of formed along with the book series. So I know I kind of went a little bit off, but She Rises Studios offers many, many different services. We have the publication, we have a PR, public relations. We offer our podcasts in regards to having women come in and do interviews or do sponsorships. And we have a She Rises Studio magazine is launching this month. So women can, come on in there and do featured articles or ad space. We're here to serve women in any area of life that they're in. And so if they just want education to be celebrated, we're here for you. If you're a business owner and you want your brand to, be increase in visibility and be seen and heard more and increase your profits and you're giving back, we have these different promotional opportunity services that we can connect together with and help serve you in 2022 and moving forward. We have our TV show. We have our She Rises Studios Women Academy launching soon. So yeah, I know there's a whole lot. I went on a whole tangent the book.
And you're just getting started. That's the best part. Yeah. Is that you're just getting started.
Yeah. It's been really neat to see where book one went and just how well received it was, as well as it being in so many different, you know, retailers. It's going to be in all major retailers in UK and Australia soon. And then to be able to we just launched the Becoming Unstoppable Woman Entrepreneur book, January 25, like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we hit Amazon top 100 lists, in hot new release in 6 countries and in 27 categories. So we're in the United States, Canada, Australia, France, Spain, and United Kingdom. Like, it's just incredible.
It's just crazy how it's taken off. I love everything about that. If you can just say what the book is about in one word, what would be the one word?
Oh man. Right off the bat, it's life changing.
Okay.
I guess why I'm so connected to that personally is because it's changed my life in many, many different ways, but it's also changing lives in women that either want to quit their corporate job and start entrepreneurial, their journey in that, or, you know, you've been an entrepreneur for 1 to 3 years and you're getting in that rut, you're getting stuck and you're frustrating and you just don't know how to get that next level or how to move forward. You know, this book is for you. Or if you've been an entrepreneur for years and you're a vet in it, mm-hmm. there's so many amazing strategies and tips and methods and just the stories too, and the connecting, and who knows, you know, we have authors that, you know, through these projects, I was one of them before I came into She Rises Studios, where, you know, it's great to call yourself an international bestseller, but it's really crazy when you start getting people reaching out to you to want to do interviews and do speaking engagements mm-hmm. and all these different things. Like for me, I was not ready for that. I just wanted to change the world. I just wanted to serve. I just wanted to be part of something bigger than me. I didn't really think about all this other stuff or, you know, be a millionaire from selling all these books, right? I wanted to be part of something that was life-changing. And so that's the one word. I mean, it's powerful. It's brave. It's fearless. It's empowering. It's inspiring. It's educating. It's all of it.
Well, what has been the best part? And I know you've shared a lot of the parts and pieces of how you got to where you are and the progress of the publication and of the whole company. Mm-hmm. But what has been the best part of the journey for you?
Seeing myself, my growth, just seeing that spiritual shift, that mental shift, my heart shift, of, you know, building relationships has always been important to me. Having effective communication with people, being an active listener has been huge, but it's been really incredible to actually see how much more layers I've gone deeper in that relationship building, more than I even thought. You know, I didn't want to say I'm there because I don't ever want to be there, but that's been one of the most powerful and impactful things for me in this journey, is just the relationships I'm forming, as well as the growth and the change within in myself in many, many different areas.
Well, I can't wait to see what else is going to come out of this collaboration. It sounds amazing. Again, I can't wait to do my research and get on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So for all of our listeners, I am going to put a copy of this replay in the Kathy Benner International Academy. Again, you can find it on YouTube. You'll be able to find it on Vimeo. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, iHeart. It's going to be across the internet. So you'll be able to find this interview and get all of this great information. And you don't have to write all of that down. Just go to kathybenner.com, kathybenner.com, and scroll down to the Ohio Writers Guild and all of the free replays. Everyone we've interviewed since we've gotten started is saved there. So you can go back and listen to all the other authors' interviews. So anyway, that's who we are. That's who Nicole is. Nicole, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Kathy. So grateful. Thank you for the opportunity. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, Nicole, put in the chat, if you will, how folks can connect with you.
Yes.
And so as she's doing that, we want to make sure that the listeners can connect with her, how they can buy the book, how they can get connected to the Facebook community, how they can just be a part of the collaboration. And remember, she's interviewing authors. So if you've got
yes.
a book in your heart, connect with Nicole. This might be just the perfect relationship and collaboration that you've been looking for. And I know we've got a lot of listeners that tap into our replay once we're finished because of their either home commitments. We've kept this time slot because this is the time slot that was kind of given to us by the powers that be in the Ohio Writers Guild. They've had this particular evening and time for years and they didn't want to change it. And so that's why we started recording everything so that folks tap in live could come back and listen to our interviews. So we really appreciate you and we appreciate Nicole being here. I'm looking.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No. Perfect.
Curtis.
All right. So she is typing there, I'm going to also put in the kathybenner.com.
Did my email and then our website that you can visit.
Okay. Now, the only thing is I see it went out to host and panelists.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just going to make a little copy there and paste it in for everyone.
And then I'll quick drop my Facebook profile page real quick a minute so they can hit me up there because I'm constantly in my DMs.
Okay. I get it.
So feel free to blow up my DMs because
that's how you and I connected first.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. You reached out and I was like, oh, this girl looks so sweet. And then I'm like, and then you're like, yeah, I'd love to chat with you. And I'm like, oh, I was like, I was very humbled. I'm like, wow. Okay. Like this is going to be fun.
So thank you. It is fun. Yes, it is fun. And we love connecting. And
I did it not to everybody. You would think I would learn, Kathy.
Oh, I'm looking. I don't see you there.
Let me see if I can. I'll just do it again, but I'll change it to everybody. All right.
Oh, I see it. I see it. Nope. Oh, I can just copy it. I can just
bless
copy
you
it and paste
Thank
it.
Thank you, darling.
There you go. There. Now it's out to everyone. So that is her Facebook, Nicole Curtis.
She Rises Studios.
Yep. She Rises Studios. So be sure and connect. It's, you know, I'm thinking I'm just going to talk to an author and I find out that I have this whole powerhouse of
it's so many things.
So many things. I love it. I love it. So again, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
Kyle has been with us the whole presentation. Kyle, do you have any questions that you want to
Hi, Kyle.
We're going to bring you up and I see I have Mason. Yay. I love it. I love it. Love it. We've got Kyle and Mason with us.
I'm going to take a sip of my Subway drink a minute.
Yeah. Now Mason just tapped in. So I don't know if he'll jump up here or not. There he is. Yeah.
Hi, gentlemen. So,
Kyle, did you have any comments or questions or thoughts after listening to Nicole tonight?
I liked what she said. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I've been having my internet's been going sporadic. So, you know, one of those.
Part of it's the weather.
Yeah. No, I really liked what she said about, you know, just taking all the different words and just writing whatever you can about them. Because I do kind of the same thing whenever I hear a word that I don't know. Of course, I write it down or email it to myself. And then I can mm-hmm. take that one word and spin it into like an entire paragraph or mm-hmm. or start a whole story right from a single word, which is what I like to do whenever I've got writer's block. So I thought that mm-hmm. was really cool to hear somebody mm-hmm. else does something similar.
mm-hmm. I love that.
Now, Mason joined us a little late, so welcome, Mason. You can,
hi, Mason.
You can click in if you feel like clicking in so that we can see you, just to say hi. Mason is my co-mod in another group. We have a mastermind where we are doing Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, and it's a book by John Maxwell, and we mastermind, and we teach folks how to have their own mastermind. That's part of what the course is about, and Mason is my co-mod. So, Mason, you got your glasses on today. I've not seen you with your glasses on before.
Yeah, his mic isn't working.
You're on mute. he's trying.
So. John Maxwell is actually my favorite author. I have almost all of his books.
Yep, I do too. Now,
I absolutely adore him.
On a little side note, and this goes way back in history, John Maxwell was actually my pastor when I was 13 years old in Ohio.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so I was probably 45 before I came a John Maxwell team member, but he was my pastor when I was 13. So yeah.
I have a history there
with John Maxwell.
I love, love, love his books. Love his books. I've been reading his books since I was 20. So
yeah.
I'm almost 40. I just turned 39. So I'm almost 40.
Well, thank you again so much, Nicole. All of her information is in the chat. Again, I will put all of that information in the replay as well.
Thank you, darling.
And Mason's mic isn't working yet. So we'll just wave to Mason.
He's waving. I appreciate you so much, Kathy, and all that you do. And just opening the space for authors to come in and share their book and their story, because everybody's story is value, right? Everybody's story
absolutely
has purpose. And so I appreciate what you do. Very, very grateful for you. So thank you.
Well, and again, as the Ohio Writers Guild, our goal is to just bring folks together, because oftentimes writers are a little bit of an introvert.
Mm.
And so they start writing because early on, being an introvert, that oftentimes gives them a creative way to you know, have a voice mm-hmm. when maybe they don't feel confident enough to have a voice to just get out in front of everyone. And so what happens is, that's just inherent in so many folks, is that they're just an introvert and that's just the way it is. So they have a tendency not to connect as much or as often, or to get out there and search out some of those connections. And I'm not saying everyone, I don't want to be so stereotypical to say mm-hmm. that's everyone, but often that is a case. And so as the Ohio Writers Guild, we want to bring all types of authors to the group. We want to bring publishers to the group. We want to bring connection to the group. We want to bring collaboration to the group, which is
awesome.
What has talked about this whole evening. And we want them to find the resources that they need. And we want to be able to give them the resources that they need so that they can publish. And I know Kyle has a book in him. Mason has already been writing and blogging and has some, and Mason's quite the storyteller. So, So welcome, guys. And again, Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're just finishing up. So Mason, sorry, Mason works some crazy hours, so I'm not sure. Maybe he was, I don't know. I don't know what his work schedule is today, but anyway, he's moving around there.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you so much again, Nicole.
And thank you.
We will definitely be in touch, and go to kathybenner.com and listen to the replay. So with that, we're going to sign off for this evening. And I just want to say thanks again for everyone coming out.
Thank you, everybody.
And so stay tuned and come back and join us on this particular Tuesday evening every month at 6:30.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.